4HKX. Betting. That is what I'm doing.
You're not working, are you?
Clearing land and moving equipment all weekend.
My little weather station here on the counter says it's 96 and it's 50% humidity. Feels like 104, Patrick.
See, I've been doing it up at the house and it's only like 80, low 80s. But I had to deliver the equipment and trailer back down here on Highway 11. So I'm riding around in air conditioning now. I've got everything unhooked and it's just me and the excursion.
Well, that sounds good. Well, I got to ride in a new Hyundai yesterday. It's got some weird things in it, but it is a pretty car. It looks sort of like a big Explorer. It's a hybrid, but the daughter bought it while her husband was out of town working on a dam site, and he said that's the third car she's bought when I was out of town.
Tell him something.
The answer was yes. We went to a concert yesterday, and that question come up for her husband, and I think the mother-in-law said that question, or asked that question, and Amy said, well, yes, and that does tell you something. She likes to get what she wants.
There's nothing wrong with that, is there?
Pretty independent. And seems how she makes more than he does. I think that's part of it. But they get along real well, Patrick. But I wouldn't, you know, personally, I wouldn't have bought it. But it is a beautiful automobile and got a beautiful screen in it. And but the shifter's weird on it, where, you know, it's an automatic. But I think it's something like a 1.8-liter four-cylinder turbocharged and hybrid. Oh, I think that'd be a recipe for problems, but that's just me.
They're not terrible, but they're high maintenance because of the turbos on them running so hot, and you can't just pull up and shut it off. That's the worst thing you can do to a turbo, because then they lose oil pressure and that turbine's still spinning in there, and no lubrication other than what static there.
That's the item that I was suspicious of. I know in the old days when they come out, they went to water cooling them, I thought, but I don't know that much about turbos. I know that Grand National that son-in-law had for so many years, he still got it. He lost the turbo in it last year, but that's the very first one. It's a V6, I think. But I like my V6, and it's not a hybrid, and it's got 305 horsepower when I need it. Although that one did seem to have good pickup in that when you needed it. But and real good mileage. But it's a big vehicle, it really is, with a third seat fold-down in it and all. But it seemed to me like you would really be loading it up if you got up in the mountains and that, especially if you was loaded. And she's got two big kids. And then sometimes she carries other individuals because of the athletics they're in and whatnot. We shall see. Well, what should you do when you pull in and shut it off then?
Well, for, you know, about 30 seconds or so, give it a chance to cool down. Because they are water-cooled. Now, most of them are. And I don't know on that one specifically. But the new ones are water-cooled. but give that bearing a chance to, and the oil to cool down a little bit and cycle through is the big thing. And then, because you got to remember, the oil is basically like cooking oil nowadays. It's so thin, it don't take a whole lot.
Well, I appreciate the information. There was another question I had for you on it. I forget what it was now, but I'll tell her that. I hadn't given that a thought. Oh, I just laid down for a minute. I'm kind of goofy, I guess. I don't think I went to sleep, but maybe I did. Bernice was folding some clothes on the bed, and I just laid down there, and I think I dozed off. She says I did. She accuses me of snoring, but I think she's lying.
She tells me the same thing, but I tell her, I said, I've never heard it, so I don't believe you.
Right. You made Bernice laugh. She heard that someplace before. Oh, I was just going to go out and get the bail, and it's probably well cooked if there's any medicine in there. But not much you can do about that in this way. I never did see the mailman come. And let's see. They got that new holiday this weekend. So I don't know if they get the day off for that Juneteenth or whatever crazy thing it is. Oh, not till Wednesday, Bernice says.
Mailman, I see him out running up at the house today, so they're working today. But, yeah, they'll probably have Wednesday off.
No comment. Anyways, that's a Hyundai Santa Fe. So if you hear anything more about it, well, let me know. Very comfortable to ride in and really quiet. And the son-in-law was driving it when they picked us up to take us to that concert yesterday. But, they wanted to go out to eat at Peddler's and that, and they said there was a 30-minute wait, and we'd been to a 4-hour concert, and so I told them just take us home. I don't like to wait in line for food.
Yeah, honestly, I've never eaten a meal out that was worth waiting on.
Anyways, Bernice is making a small meal tonight. Fresh catfish with North Carolina fresh shrimp, corn on the cob, breaded tomatoes, what else? Baked beans, and probably some fresh bread from what I see over here, Patrick. Just basically a snack-type meal.
What's wrong with that? That's a good one. But sounds like it's going to be a pretty big meal, not a little one.
You corrected me when I said that. You know how aggressive she can be. Shoot, in 0 TR. Only got 3 eggs today, by the way.
Probably ain't liking this heat either.
Why? I got fans on timers out there, and they come on at 9 o'clock in the morning, and they don't go off till 8. And my neighbor, he don't have anything on his. They're just those little 20-inch breeze boxes, so they don't take much electricity. I think 6/10 of an amp. But they're in the shade almost all the time, you know, so I don't know. I think they'd be just fine.
Thing, but I mean, it still gets hot even in the shade when it's 96 degrees in the shade.
And 0 TR. Well, you got that right, Patrick. It's terrible out there. There's no doubt about it, but we knew it was coming anyways.
AO4HK. Yes, we did. And just think about all those cool days we've had up to this point, because I mean really last week was the first week of it really being warm, so I'm not complaining.
We've been very lucky. I noticed I was looking at the temperatures the the daughter and son-in-law from up north. They went to Seattle yesterday, up there with all the crazy Democrats. And I hope they're safe. That's what I worry about. But it's like 50 degrees today, and the high is going to be 60 with a 70% chance of rain. And I think the temperature's going to be about the same tomorrow. It's not even that cool where they live at near Detroit there. That's pretty cool.
That's pretty cool. I mean, that far north, they usually don't get summer yet. Got about another month before they get into their warm part of the year.
Buddies that went up there, I almost had to, but they went up there. They were mechanically that end of the guys that went out into the field, and I was electrical on that one. I went to Denver with them, but they went up there, and they said it rained every blasted day they was there.
Seattle's known for all the rain you get, and it's clouded up like it might be a afternoon thunderstorm roll through around up here at the house. There was a small one yesterday, so we'll see. If it gets hot like this, that's normal procedure for around the house.
It's steamy rather than cool, won't it?
Oh, yeah. After it rolls through and the sun comes back out, you're miserable.
When I was going to school down in Jacksonville, Florida, I was there from February and then whatever. I left about 7 months later. And I gotta tell you, I did that every day. And we were dressed in navy whites. But it seemed like every night when we had to march back to the barracks in formation, that it would rain every afternoon about the time we were going back to the barracks.
I mean, right. But, Tom, I'm getting ready to cross the state line up here. Good to talk to you today. I hope you and Miss Bernice enjoy your small meal, as you call it. but good to talk to you, and thanks for the ride along this afternoon. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear on your final, Tom. 7-3.
Okay, Patrick. Just wanted to say hi. And yeah, it's a feast. I didn't expect her to make that much, but oh my. I really appreciate it. I love fresh fish. My neighbor went fishing yesterday, and he said they caught about 25. Bass, crappie, perch, and stripers, I think he said. I'm not sure which lake they went to. I'll have to ask him. But he hadn't been outside much today. I imagine he cooked yesterday out there, but he was on a pontoon boat, so they're pretty good, and on the lake it might have been acceptable. Take care, Patrick. Drive safe. I'm glad you're okay after that heat excursion today. KO4HKX N0TR. I'm headed out to pick up the mail, so I'm clear.